Pablo does this. Pablo does that. And Pablo makes a joke. It sounds like shit.
Hey, I'm Pablo.
Wow.
Pablo Lewin.
You're on one tonight, huh?
Oh, I got a back wind going.
Yeah.
Yep.
What was that little ditty you were singing there? Oh.
Oh. Ooh. Made it up, man. You know?
Papa does this. Okay.
Papa does that. Pop, pop,
pop, pop, pop, pop. Oh, well, interesting. Altogether very interesting, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the one night the guy's, you know, not on, you know.
didn't show up tonight.
That's what I can make fun of him when he's not here.
He's not here. Yeah. Maybe next time. Actually, you know what you could do?
Yeah.
Thursday night, 7:30, right here on Plausible.
Yes.
Hecklers something. I call Hecklers something or another.
Penis.
Anyway, you can, he'll be there and you can heckle him.
Oh, that'd be so easy. So easy.
Do it. Thursday at 7:30.
So.
This week. Which is what day? It's 16th, 17th, 18th. The 19th of December, 2024.
Yeah.
7:30 p.m. Central. Come heckle Pablo.
Pablo has all the sincerity of a young woman winning an award at an AVN get-together.
Best jizz-eating cracker person.
Pablo win.
Putting on the Ritz.
Pablo,
yeah. I came to a realization over the weekend.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, there's going to be a whole decades worth of studies done on the effects of COVID. If we can say that. And I found one for myself that because, now the funny thing is, I didn't go into the store before the pandemic. So, like, as soon as grocery pickup became a thing, I've been picking up groceries. I don't go in the store, which has been several years ahead of the pandemic. But I noticed,
I used to laugh at you and think how jaded you were. And you were actually ahead of the curve. You really were.
Oh, I'm always ahead of the curve, mister.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, it has some bad side effects.
Okay.
Which is, now they're fucking with you. I just want to put it out there. The stores are fucking with everyone because I usually go to Sam's over the weekend and get my copious amounts of beverages and paper products.
Right.
Right. So, you know, we always get the jumbo toilet paper and the jumbo paper towels. And I get Coke Zero and Dr. Pepper Zero. And so my wife usually takes care of the ordering, and then I'm the picker-upper, right? I have to go pick
her
up.
Sure.
That's been our, we have our roles and we play them, right? So I'm the guy that goes to get it. She takes care of the ordering. Well, she starts to order, and I said, "Well, we need paper towels. I mean, and I want the most biggest batch of paper towels we can get, right? And the cheapest,
right?
Yeah, practically like old New York Times on a roll. That's basically what they are.
David Horowitz, look it.
This one's from 78.
Look it.
And so she's like, well, they say they don't have any paper towels. And then all of a sudden I turn into Miles Teitel. Bullshit. That's bullshit. You know they have paper towels. Yeah, she's right, like, right. Well, we can only buy Bounty, not the cheap, you know, old newspaper. I'm like,
oh, no.
The fucking hell I am. So I'm like, cancel that goddamn order now. There ain't no way in hell I'm paying no 50 cents for no Coke. So I said, I'm just going to go because I know for goddamn sure that they got paper towels, the cheap kind, in the store. I know. Mm-hmm. The man is messing with me and I'm going to make a point.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I found out in the post-pandemic world is I am an asshole at the store if I have to go inside.
You know, it's not just at the store. I just want to say that.
Well, it comes out because, you know, Sam's, I won't go to Sam's. It's a total fucking nightmare going to Sam's if you have to go inside. It's almost worse than Walmart in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Because the shopping carts are larger and no one knows how to use them. And so I'm like, I'm going in. I'm going to get these cheap paper towels. And they're all the way at the very back corner of the store, you know.
Oh, man. You had
the
to
door
wear your big
is the opposite corner of the... So I am literally like playing bumper cars all the way through the store.
He's waddling.
That's right. I look like the penguin.
Hey, Jimmy. What was that kid's name? Shit, he just killed that kid. What was that guy?
What kid are you talking about?
The penguin's protege. What was his name? Something.
Oh, I don't remember now. From the
Jimmy
new
or something?
Oh, shit. Yeah. I should know this. I watched that show. But
Dex or something. Dex. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, that was it.
Go ahead.
So anyway, I'm trucking to the back corner to get these the cheapest paper towels known to man.
Right.
And I was just pushing old ladies out of the way. I was knocking over, you know, end caps full of those stupid, you know, Pantone bread things, whatever the hell they are, that Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm banging carts. It's like Death Race 2000 to get these paper towels. You know, and I'm Frankenstein.
Yeah, right.
I get back there. There is three whole fucking pallets worth of those cheap paper towels back there. They're fucking with me. They are fucking with me.
It's a conspiracy.
I'm so angry. I think I even texted my wife. Here's the towels. They got the fucking paper towels. I won't bring them out to the car. I'm going to burn this place to the ground.
Oh, God. What a weirdo.
Yeah, I know. It's bringing out the worst in me.
Yeah.
So I got everything, but I only went inside because they would not bring the paper towels out.
They can't.
They can. They have all these young kids that bring out your stuff.
It's too heavy.
So while I was there, I went ahead and got a big thing of toilet paper.
I'm such an asshole.
Because I figured, why not, right? And it was like the last one left, too. I just took it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, fuck you. Fuck the man. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just terrible. And then as I was leaving, I felt remorse. I'm like, oh.
So but now.
I shouldn't have pushed all those people out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the real me settled in and I felt terrible. I'm like,
you're a mean one. Bob Lemon.
I was flying down those aisles. I wanted to get in and out.
Doubtful, but okay.
Doubtful.
With your bad knee, I'm just saying.
With your bad knee, you shouldn't be kicking anyone.
Yeah.
So it just brings the worst out in you now. I've had it so good for so long, and now they're turning the screws on me and making me go inside.
You've had quite a day.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that was my, actually, I think I did it on Friday afternoon, but,
Yeah,
I was a little bit overzealous to get these paper towels. And then, you know, when you turn the corner and there's three giant, massive pallets full.
Yeah.
It just, you know, I was like platoon. I dropped to my knees and I was yelling and, you know.
Arms in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's you.
It was just like flares going off. It was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I was just so angry at them for doing that to me. I could have brought it out. They could have.
Oh, wait, it's him? Nope. Yeah, I'm not doing it.
We're not going to get him any paint. He can buy the expensive kind.
He made fun of that dwarf lady.
That was over at Walmart.
Oh.
That was my revenge over there. Apparently, this is the new revenge on me at Sam's. So, but yeah, it brings out the worst in everyone. Apparently, this pandemic. Ouch.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I can't handle it anymore. I just can't go inside. I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Jesus. So,
what about you? Are you going to be okay?
What about me?
It isn't fair. They have paper towels, but they won't bring them out. Sons of bitches.
No, we actually started doing that thing too, but more towards the COVID thing of the whole order. I'm going to go pick them up and stuff like that. But
we go pick them up as well.
Yes, we do.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
So there we go. When you get there, you have to call their magic cell phone. You know,
right, yeah. Have you ever heard those people that bring it out? They have like a little handheld device that just constantly beeps. I'm like, this would drive me fucking nuts if I had to do that all day.
I've not noticed that. No.
Oh, really? It's like
ours is not sweet. No, they have like this tin can hooked up with like this wire.
It's all cups and strings out in the parking lot. You got any Tidal groceries? We're just in a bag. It's got it's got some dude wipes, some strawberries.
Do we have any paper towels? There's a guy gonna blow a fuse here if he doesn't get those paper towels. He's gonna bust a nut. Where are the paper towels, for Christ's sakes?
He swears he ordered Magnum condoms, but we got him mm-hmm. the tiny kind that, you know, people use to, you know, separate yeah. papers.
No, I don't know. I always get like Barbarino or Barbarino's sister on the phone. What?
What?
Where? What Why?
Number? What number are you?
What number? No, it's all like, what name? I get my wife's name. What?
What?
This is her name. This is how you spell it. P-I-D-I. Wait, hold on. You got to slow that up. Slow that up. All right. Hold on. T-I-D-L-T-A-D. What's her first name again? Mitzelflick. Is that her name? I mean, what? I don't. Beelzebub.
Can you spell that for me again?
Mitzelflick. You sure heard? You sure her name is not Beelzebub, right? Beelzebub. We don't know where you are.
We have a Vera. Is that her?
Yeah, okay. I'll take Vera's. I don't care. Just bring
Vera's
it out.
Groceries.
Well, how do we know it's you? Oh, fuck. I don't.
You have any ID and those sweatpants?
In my gray sweatpants. Let me whip this out. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's all. I guess always, yeah. No, they come out. Are you aware of this? Some substitutions and shit.
Oh, the substitutions.
I don't know. Stick it up your ass. I don't know nothing about substitutions.
Oh, do you?
Well, we don't have bargain paper towels. We only have Bounty.
That's right.
I hope that is okay.
Because they're screwing you.
But we do have plenty, though, in the back corner. We have plenty.
Okay.
Plenty of Bounty.
Yeah.
Is that okay? It's always... And we always like to bring our dog with our dog.
You take your dog to the pickup?
Yeah, and the dog does a stare down every time. It's like, oh man, I hope these fuckers like dogs, because man, it's like, oh, this dog's just completely.
I'll just stack these groceries around the dog.
You're gonna have to load up your own fucking car, right? Because I don't like that dog.
You got a bag of old Roy in there.
Don't worry. I got a milk bone full of Adderall. If you don't settle down, man, you know what I'm saying?
And I got a
You and your dog can go fuck off, man. With your Bounty.
Put the Gainsburgers up here. Those are for me.
Would you like your Yoo-hoo left out, sir, or put in the back? How would you like that?
The dog is biting the Slim Jims. I'm sorry. What?
We have to substitute.
Somebody's going to replace that. I wanted some Jack Links instead. No dog was supposed to get the Slim Jims.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
I thought that was sealed. How'd that dog smell that?
And I'm like, listen, I'm poor as fuck, so you have to slam that hatch a little bit too. So don't. Don't be like a pussy. Put some muscle in it. All right. I'm a man.
Put some muscle into it. Oh, geez.
Put a little muscle into it.
I can't get out of this car. I'm not wearing pants.
Oh, Jesus. You ever see that old TV show Cannon? Man, it's you. So fat. The guy's so disgusting.
Mr. Title, do you always dress like an elf when you go shopping?
An elf? Look like Shamu driving. What the hell? Fat bastard.
Oh my gosh. That's you terrible.
Fat bastard.
Nah. Hatch.
Mm. Well, some of them do, you know, like this little.
Yeah, they'll be like, do you want me to shut this? Yeah, go ahead. Sure. What the hell?
Put some muscle into it, sweetheart. Mm-hmm.
Can you pull the chain through the hole and put the lock back on? Thank you.
Can you just move the Vis Queen out of the way, please?
I was supposed to be getting 15 bags of mulch.
Sir, did you break out your back window or something? Because you have Vis Queen back here.
I'll take that duct tape up front, please.
Never mind.
What about your eggs? Who gives a shit? Throw them in there.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who orders then? Do you order or does your wife order?
No, I'm not capable of doing that.
Yeah,
my wife orders.
I'm pretty sure you couldn't order, but there's a lot of pictures, so maybe you could do it. I don't know.
I would have the Bounty, please. Yeah. Sorry, sir. We do not have Bounty.
It could be toilet paper and paper towels.
Maybe, sir. That's a substitution.
I don't even deal in substitutions.
There's an angry woman in the paper towel aisle right now.
down on her knees with her hands up in the air. Can't believe it. Sons of bitches. Oh, my goodness.